Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. He'll, of course, beat anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. Many things to discuss with you today. 800-222-5222 is the phone number because I'd love to hear from you. We do have Port of Los Angeles Lobster Fest, the world's largest lobster festival. I got four-pack of tickets to the Lobster Fest. And when I announce the news quiz, call right away because the phone lines blew out. Apparently, everybody likes lobster. So lots of stories to talk about, but I wanted to open with something that's going on right now, happening right now. Apparently, the U.S. Army's Redstone Arsenal Post in northern Alabama is on lockdown because of a possible active shooter situation. We wanted to check in with Jim Root, our KABC reporter, to find out what the latest is. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. It is still a little iffy as to whether this is a possible active shooter or an active shooter. This is, as you said, the Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama. Now, I covered the 2009 Fort Hood shooting. That was the worst mass shooting in on an Army base in U.S. history. And then don't forget 2013, the Washington Navy Yard, where 12 people were killed, 13 people at Fort Hood. So it is typical protocol that when something like this happens, whether it's a possible or an actual active shooter, it gets the lockdown happens, FBI shows up, they send ambulances, all of that. But we're not really sure just yet whether there is an active shooter there or this is just a potential active shooter situation.
Oh, well, thanks for that, because I saw the run-hide fight order was issued for possible active shooter, and I saw they got child care there. I said, see that this place houses about 40,000 people work there on any given day, so it's a lot, lot of people driving in and out of there.
Yeah, and a lot of them are not military people. They're civilians who work on, I guess, the satellite missile things, so some pretty heavy-duty weapons also on that base. So, yeah, whenever that happens, the standard protocol these days for the reaction to be as if there is an actual shooter and until it's given the all clear. But everybody rushes to that place.
Got it. Well, I'm thrilled that there's no report of that it's a potential and that nothing worse has happened. Hopefully that's what it will be, some erroneous report. But thanks for, I knew we should check in with you right away because you'd know and get the update on that because I saw it broke. It's been going on for about, what, an hour and a half?
About an hour or so, I would imagine. Yeah, but we just got about 2 or 3 minutes ago. We can't get confirmed. Even when we contacted again, we can't get confirmed whether it's active, actual active or potential active shooter. So they're still trying to sort it out themselves.
Well, keep us posted, Jim. KABC reporter Jim Roop. His Twitter is at Jim Roop KABC, and the website jimroop.com. And I always thank you for checking in, Jim. We really appreciate it, man.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you take it easy. A couple other things to get to. You want to feel old? You ready for this? The first in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series was released yesterday in 1997. How about that? 1997. It saved my son, Robert, because he was a little kid with round eyeglasses. He needed glasses when he was very, very tiny, like 3, 2. So rather than being made fun of, everybody, ooh, you're Harry Potter. So, wow. Pretty amazing that the time flies in that franchise, they say, is worth between $25 and $30 billion so far with the books and all of the stuff that comes along with it, all of the merchandising and all of the clothing and the rides and the theme rides. I should address the report that just happened before I got on that apparently there is a some kind of cyber attack in the Ukraine. Where they've been shut down now, their internet has been shut down, which means Engineer Steve, I saw him and I couldn't figure out why he was depressed. All of the Ukrainian porn that he watches every day, he cannot access now. And, you know, Steve, he comes in and goes, I need fresh new Ukraine porn because I've seen all of the storylines that they have already. The school teacher, the pizza guy, the commando. I need new stuff. I need the pet shop owner. I need these, whatever. Steve, you okay? You going to make it through the show today? You're good?
Survive, Peter.
All right, I can see it. He's far clamped. This was in the midst of the Let's Make the Ukraine Great Again campaign that they had, so it's really not a good time for them to be shut down because that is one of the huge exports, of course, we know from the Ukraine, the Ukrainian porn. So a couple things I wanted to address today. You know me, I start the show with stuff that I want to get off my chest. and you could participate in this conversation. But I saw a analysis. Now, you know, the Democratic Party is trying to get their act together. And everybody in the Democratic Party is trying to figure out who's the next person. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi going nowhere. Going nowhere for a number of reasons. Number one, name the backup person, okay? Plus, the other two people who could potentially take her place are 75 and like 140. They have no bench. She brings in more money to the party than the next 100 people combined. The only people who brought in more money was Obama and Hillary. She is not going anywhere. And if you hear her talk, does it look like a woman is going anywhere? So they need somebody younger, fresh blood, but she's not going anywhere. And then they did this, and I keep hearing these post-analysis of this Ossoff race in Georgia. And guess what? Everything's wrong. He was a human quaalude. He was boring. He had no platform, which is why you spend $20, $30 million and it means nothing, because you're promoting nothing. It's like promoting a cake or a candy that tastes like nothing, and nobody's buying it because it tastes like nothing. But in doing some more research and follow-up, I didn't know. Wait until you hear this tape. You're not going to believe this tape. It is great. He apparently was an aide or an assistant to Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson is a United States representative. And supposedly, a new report says that Hank Johnson improperly aided the campaign of his one-time aide, 6th District candidate John Ossoff. And what they're trying to do is they filed an ethics complaint against him. They want an independent ethics office to investigate Johnson for running around of a House ethics rule that bars lawmakers from using their taxpayer-funded office for partisan campaign activities. But who is Hank Johnson? So Hank Johnson appeared in front of a committee to talk about Guam, the U.S. territory of Guam, because what they were doing is they were planning a military buildup on Guam, and Johnson expressed some concerns about the plans to, and remember this name, Admiral Robert Willard, head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. So this happened a couple of years ago. He's in front of Admiral Robert Willard in this hearing talking about how maybe Guam, they shouldn't gear up and put that many people on Guam. They just shouldn't bring them in. He's got concerns that the population would increase. But listen to the hearing. It goes for a bit, and he's very slow. He's very slow. He talks slower than almost anybody I've heard. But listen to his point that he's going to make about the military buildup, the Marine buildup on Guam, and why he has concerns. Now, this is the guy that Ossoff worked for. He was apparently an aide. So here you go. Here's the military hearing, and this is in front of, who you will hear him talk in a minute, Admiral Robert Willard, head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. And here's Ron Johnson, representative, giving his reason to be concerned about the island of Guam taking on more Marines. Here we go.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island.
The admiral, meanwhile, is looking down at his shoelaces because he wants to nod them to hang himself. He wants to hang himself now from the ceiling fan. But listen where this goes.
And I don't know how many square miles that,
oh my
that
gosh.
Is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is
here
that
comes. So he's building a case. Why? You get what I'm saying? Well, it's a small island about 7 miles across. Meanwhile, you talk about a quaalude. So he's making his case for why you shouldn't put people on this island, more people. Here it comes.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000.
You had to see the Admiral's face when he gave the, it was a long pause. He looked at him and went, we don't anticipate that. So, another Mensa member that's running our government, responsible for making decisions on a daily basis that affect your future. Guam, he's concerned with tip-over. I would guess that this guy should be on the tip-over tour because you got Maui is getting very, some of these populated resort islands, Tahiti. I mean, where are we going now where there's not a possibility of, hey, tipping over? Has he ever in his life seen, an island tip over? All right. Wow. So moving on, another big story in the news is getting a lot of pushback, and I don't understand why, is John McEnroe. The tennis player who's pretty outspoken, great tennis player. But John McEnroe talked about Serena Williams, and he's getting a lot of heat for it. And I would love your response to what he said, your reaction to what he said. Here's John McEnroe talking about Serena Williams in an interview, as far as, you know, I think she's pregnant or just had a baby, but being the best player in the world. He didn't say best player. Here's what he says.
Talking about male players, but there is, of course, wonderful female players. Let's talk about Serena Williams. You say she is the best female player in the world, in the book.
Best female player ever, no question.
Some wouldn't qualify it. Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it?
Oh, she's not, you mean the best player in the world, period?
Yeah, best tennis player in the world. You know, why say female player?
Well, because if she was if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world.
You think so?
Yeah. That doesn't mean I don't think Serena's like an incredible player. I do. But there's, you know, the reality of what would happen on a given day, Serena could beat some players, I believe, because she's so incredibly strong mentally. But if she had to just play the circuit, the men's circuit, that would be an entirely different story. So maybe at some point a women's tennis player, you know, can be better than anybody. I mean, I haven't seen it in any other sport. And I haven't seen it in tennis. And I suppose anything's possible at some stage.
So he said female tennis player, not male tennis player. And the fact that if she played a male tennis player, she'd be ranked about 700th. So the internet explodes. A reaction explodes. And he's back on a morning show, I think the CBS morning show, to apologize. I'll tell you, I'll play that clip in a moment. But the response has been, while pregnant, she won her 23rd Grand Slam. No male tennis player has done either of those things, being pregnant or winning a Grand Slam. Serena is a top 10 athlete. Gender should be irrelevant to the discussion. She dominates her competition at an insanely high level. While this McEnroe thing, he's my favorite bad boy tennis. I think Serena Williams could whip any man on the men's circuit on a good day. So, and it's gotten uglier and uglier and uglier as far as why he had to make the disclaimer that she's the best female player in the world and why he couldn't just say she's the best player in the world. So did he double down or did he apologize? Here's the apology.
I'm just waiting. Would you like to apologize?
No. But the offer is this. It's because it seems in tennis, unlike other sports, that they're always asking about how women, they always ask me how I would do for someone. Why isn't this old bag John McEnroe? How would he do against Serena?
And how would he do? I don't know how he'd do. Would he kick her butt? Now he's got to be like in his 50s, I'm guessing. So what do you think? Should he put the disclaimer on there? What's your reaction to his comment? The best female player in the world, or should that be erased and just the best player in the world? Again, I'm shocked by the pushback and the reaction, but we're in a new normal now for Dino. He loves when I say new normal. What do you think? Was he wrong? Should he apologize? Should he put his tail between his legs because he said something embarrassing and sexist? Was he wrong or was he right to not apologize and double down? We'll take your calls in just a minute. I see the lines lighting up. I also want to follow up on a conversation we had last week about getting rid of traffic lanes throughout Los Angeles, putting bike lanes in and trying to do this Vision Zero thing where less people will be killed. And I was alerted by a guest last week to look up an article in one of the Beach publications, the Beach Reporter. And after reading it, there's a whole new take on this traffic lane thing, which I think is fascinating that you should know because you participated in a big way last week, and it does affect you. And if you're in a car right now, you're probably driving slowly, and can't get where you're going because they've eliminated a lane where you are, and they've added a bike lane that no one is using except for recreational bicyclists, because the people who drive to work on their bikes, as I always refer to them, are unicorns, because they don't exist. People say they do, but no one's ever seen one. So I'll give you the follow-up on that. I think it's kind of stunning. Stunning that in Manhattan Beach and Vista Del Mar, what they've done is egregious. When you hear the reason that they did it, and that Mike Bonin, the city councilman on the west side, why he did it, I think you'd be fascinated to hear that. So you can comment on all those stories, talking about McEnroe now. We'll talk about traffic. We'll talk about some politics and what's going on with healthcare, how it affects you. And the fact that the administration this week, people are worried that there may be a trade war brewing, and that hasn't been a story that a lot of people have been talking about, but they will be. I'll let you know and give you the insight in that in just a moment. 800-222-5222 is the phone number. Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. New trouble in Brea. Southbound 57 at Lambert Road. We have a new crash that's blocking one of the middle lanes of the freeway. And you're slow from about Brea Canyon Road. And then after the accident, it's still slow go, but not jammed down towards Nutwood. And on the southbound 55 freeway, a really tough drive approaching Chapman Avenue all the way down to the 405 interchange. Now, a problem continues in Torrance, southbound on the 110 at Torrance Boulevard. A wreck there is tying up the two right-hand lanes. You're backed up from the 91 interchange. The northbound 110, spectator slowing yet from Sepulveda Boulevard up towards the 405. And then the usual delays heading into downtown from Manchester Avenue up towards 3rd Street. Also, we have a vehicle fire reported as you head into Hollywood on the southbound 101 at Vine Street. No word specifically if any lanes are blocked, but we're seeing some slowing now from Barham Boulevard. Also, that eastbound 101 Ventura Freeway, that's a tough drive from Tampa Avenue over to the 405, and then more often on slowing from Woodman over to the 134 split, and that westbound 210 Foothill Freeway, off and on delays yet from Grand Avenue all the way over towards Lake Avenue in Pasadena. And traffic sponsored by your Southern California Chevy dealers. Come in today for amazing limited time offers on Chevy's full lineup of incredible award-winning models going on now during the July 4th Chevy Drive event. Visit SoCalChevy.com and then start your holiday off right with the new Chevrolet from your Southern California Chevy dealers. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
Before you hear this or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
I've got big balls.
doing the AC/DC classic, of course. And here's John McEnroe talking about Serena Williams and how he would rank her.
Talking about male players, but there is, of course, wonderful female players. Let's talk about Serena Williams. You say she is the best female player in the world, in the book.
Best female player ever, no question.
Some wouldn't qualify it. Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it?
She's not, you mean the best player in the world, period?
Yeah, best tennis player in the world. You know, why say female player?
Well, because if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world.
So that got him into trouble. Then he had to come on CBS Morning Show and apologize, and he didn't. He doubled down. He said, no, and huge, huge pushback. Let's go to Joy in Los Angeles. Joy, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Good morning. I am a huge tennis fan. I'm a big Serena Williams fan, but I agree with John McEnroe. I think where he made his mistake was saying that she was ranked 700 among the men. she could certainly put some men's games to bed, but if John McEnroe was at his prime, He would murder her.
I mean, people don't realize. And here's the other part. I'm so glad you said that, because she is amazing. She's a force of nature. You've never seen anybody play like that, with that power, that strength, and getting to ball that way. But men's tennis, there's a reason that females compete separately in most sports, in almost every sport.
Even though she's a great player, she's not a Navratilova either. Navratilova never lost her concentration. She had a lot of finesse. And I'm a Serena fan, but she loses concentration. She gets a little sloppy. So she's the best player now. But I think that, you know, if she was coming up when I was coming up, it might have been a little bit more challenging. But she's absolutely fabulous to watch.
She is fabulous to watch. But again, playing a male player, this is why they demarcated. This is why they have female leagues and male leagues. And to think... if you talk about that, you're being sexist. Well, they're separate for a reason. And by the way, the Bobby Riggs thing, it was Margaret Court, who was 30. He was 55, and he beat her 6-2, 6-1. But he was kind of hacking around. He was doing drop shots and all that kind of stuff. But thank you very much, Joy. I really, really appreciate the call. Gary in Tustin, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Late of the morning. Good morning. my boy plays in the USTA tennis. He knows the stats of all these men and women. She is by far, she's passed Navratilova. She's passed Chris Everett Lloyd. She's a spectacular woman tennis player. But the difference is endurance. The men have to win 3 of 5. The women have to win 2 of 3. So maybe McEnroe's saying that, you know, that, and you know what? I actually believe Serena Williams could go 3 of 5. She is world number one by far.
Well, yeah, I think amazing.
It's the endurance. It's the hours played on the court.
Yeah, and there is a difference between the strength and the height. A lot of these men, like the Rod Laver, those guys some of those guys are 6'2". They're bigger. They got a bigger reach. You know what? If you want to continue this, I'll be happy to continue with Catherine and Jeff and Mike right after this. I also want to talk about the road diet of taking away lanes and the follow up to that in just a minute. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
At the United States Postal Service, we don't just carry your product to its destination. We deliver your business, representing you and all of your hard work with pride. It's almost as if you're the one showing up to the customer's door, greeting them with a smile. Because when you ship with the United States Postal Service, your business becomes our business. That's why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone else in the country. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
A comet 6 billion miles away is talking to us. Farmers are growing produce in shipping containers. Trees and plants can now distinguish between pests and beneficial insects. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Aero Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
Lately, a lot of people have been asking, with the stock market at record high, should I take my stock market gains, protect what I have and get out, or will the stock market continue to go up?
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, inviting you to our free seminar.
Choose 7 p.m. tonight, Courtyard, Los Angeles, Pasadena, Old Town, 7 p.m. Thursday, Hilton, Woodland Hills, or 7 p.m. Tuesday, July 11th in Irvine. Reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302, or just stop by.
Oh, summer's back, and it's that time again for all the beautiful people to stand around the pool and gawk at me. And now, your top five reasons to visit Morongo. Number five.
It's the final month of the $300,000 Morongo Mavericks giveaway. You could take off with a $5,000 grand prize every week.
Number four.
Sunshine is now in season. Our Sunset Bar and Grill and Oasis Pool are now open for you to bask in good times.
Three.
Great Scott! Check out our custom 1981 DeLorean all month long. You could even win it on June 30th.
Number two.
Push, play, win. It's that easy with the $300,000 big red button.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
It's simple, because we're the best. See why Yahoo Travel ranked us the number one casino in SoCal.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most. And we have more trouble heading into Gardena. This on the 91 westbound, right at the 110 interchange, a stalled vehicle tying up the left-hand lane. And that's now causing some brake lights starting at Central Avenue. And adding to those delays, there is still an accident in Torrance on the southbound 110 right at Torrance Boulevard. Our overturned vehicle blocking the two right-hand lanes with slowing from the 91. So that whole spot there still kind of messed up. The good news is the northbound 110, all the spectator slowing through that area has cleared out, but you still have the usual slowing from Florence Avenue up towards 3rd Street downtown on the northbound Harbor Freeway, leaving the valley southbound 405 still slow go, starting at Sherman Way, but things open up by the time you get to Getty Center, so that's a little sooner than normal, and still slow go conditions northbound on the 110 interchange through Signal Hill and Long Beach, and then more slowing from Artesia Boulevard most of the way now up towards the 10 interchange in West L.A. Our crash in Brea southbound on the 57 at Lambert's now been cleared, and I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
Nation's Healthy Trinity, I'm sitting here, and I just put up the Harvard Health Publications, Harvard Medical School site, and here's a really interesting thing on probiotics. Microbes in the lower intestinal tract help us digest food, fight harmful bacteria, and regulate the immune system, but sometimes an imbalance of microbes occurs, leading to diarrhea and other health problems. When the gut becomes unbalanced with unhealthy levels of certain bacteria, probiotics can help restore the balance, and it goes on and on. That's Harvard, Harvard Medical School site on probiotics. Why would you not want to feel better? Why would you not want to check out Nature's Healthy Trinity? It's shipped refrigerated. It's a potent probiotic with 30 billion colony-forming units. Gas, bloating, indigestion, those are warning signs that things are not operating correctly in your GI tract. And they created Nature's Healthy Trinity to help bring balance to your gut and provide powerful support for your GI tract. So give them a call. This may be the thing that sets you right, makes you feel better, allows you to go back to doing the things you used to do. It's gluten-free, no GMOs, made right here in Westlake Village. And you can call now for your 90-day risk-free trial. The first 50 callers still going to get 30 days free with your order plus free second-day delivery. The toll-free number, 866, the number 4, Natron. That's 866, the number 4, N-A-T-R-E-N. Or visit natron.com, promo code Peter.
This 4th of July, Sit and Sleep wants to help you celebrate your independence from your old mattress.
My mattress is so lumpy that I fall into the crack.
I wake up every morning and I have a broken back.
But Sit and Sleep saved us from that old dust mite filled bed
that we've been sleeping on. Larry, Larry, hallelujah. Other mattress stores will try to fool ya. Larry, Larry, hallelujah, our sleepless nights are gone.
It's Sit and Sleep's Independence Sale. Save over 50% off Beautyrest, Sealy, Serta, and Kingstown. Normally $19.99, now just $9.89. Sleep interest-free for 48 months with your minimum monthly payment and 10% down. Plus, get free local delivery during Sit and Sleep's Independence Sale. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free.
Is your gut out of whack? Is high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity suffocating your sense of well-being? Poor health is gaining on us. Americans are overweight and struggle each day, feeling tired, bloated, and have chronic pain. Our food intake is full of empty calories. The good nutrients and minerals are lost in sugar, chemicals, and fat. Proactive Health Labs is a new way to manage your health, and good news for those who want to get healthy and take control of how they feel. Go to ProactiveHealthLabs.org to schedule your consultation. ProactiveHealthLabs.org.
Previously on The Drive Home.
I know people that one day they came home from work in a bad mood. They get in the car. The next thing they know, they're in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Being in the car and driving releases stress for them.
Yeah, I'm not. I take a hot bath and watch a good movie. What do you do to de-stress if you're in a bad mood? Just take it out on me mostly? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Whoever's in the room. I hit them because I love them.
The Drive Home. With Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tone, the 10 continues. Hey, we got a four-pack of tickets to the Lobster Fest. I'll give them to you next hour. I'll tell you when to call to play the news quiz. Lots to discuss. Healthcare. I got a chilling report. Chilling story of prison killings that will blow you away. I don't think I've read anything like this, this kind of description. And you'll see why I'm going to share it with you next hour. Mike in Sherman Oaks, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. What do you want to talk about?
Well, of course, the commentator and pundit, John McEnroe, first of all, saying that Serena Williams, who's a great female tennis player, probably the best ever, was not racist. All you nutcases out there who spent $38 for those pink knit caps and marched.
I don't think they said it was.
Hang up the phone.
I don't think they think it was racist. He was wondering why they didn't just say, why they had to demarcate the fact that a female player, why not just say best player?
Because men will smoke, like Roscoe Tanner, whose serves got up to 125 miles an hour. So I can see your point.
Do you remember that, by the way, the Roscoe Tanner? Do you remember the Roscoe Tanner serve? It was televised a lot, where it bounced once, hit the judge in the chair in the you-know-where. There was a second delay, and then the guy fell out of the chair and passed out. It was so,
he was trying to catch his breath.
It was so hard.
Extended animation.
Yep.
But I'll submit to you that the world's best women golfers, of which there's only one American woman golfer in the top 10, and I can't even pronounce the other one's name, or you're talking single sports, or in basketball, Candace Parker, Lisa Leslie, any of those great ones, they could not even compete in men's sports.
But that's why, Mike, that is why they separate them out, and they don't have them playing together, because it wouldn't be fair as far as height, as weight, as strength, etc. But it's a known, so I don't even know why this became such a huge issue, and he had to come back on to apologize, and when he doubled down, more of an uproar. Talk Radio 790 KBC.